The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are stress and toxins merely a factor of what we are putting in our bodies? What if a good deal of this can influence the state of our health? Welcome to Vibrant Life with Dr. Shanhong Liu. It's time to learn more about the chemical revolution, what it really means, and what you can do about it. Now, here is your host, Dr. Liu.
Aloha and greetings, everyone. I am Shanhong Liu. I have been hosting this program for about 2 months now, every Wednesday from 2 to 3. And today, I am actually hosting this program from the ocean side in Cayman Island. And as you can imagine, you know, Cayman Island with the long 7-mile beach, and there are people in all different shape running and trying to exercise. And what really I noticed is there are a group of baby boomers, you know, in their late 30s and 40s and 50s, and they're really trying hard to get back in shape. And what I really noticed is many middle-aged men, probably in their 50s, are running along the beach with their wife, and the distinctive feature in many of those men are appearance of sagging boobs. What's really concerning me in a way is I know when we grow older, especially male, our colleagues and friends and families, when we start having more and more fat instead of muscle, because a lean young man have the average of fat percentage of 5%, when we are getting older, is people start getting 10% of fat, you know, 15 and 20 and 20, you know, above, is our body become more and more like a female. So I noticed the hormonal shift is becoming an issue, not only in the appearance, but today we're going to talk about what does it really mean in baby boomers when the hormones are not playing together. I also on the show today is Dr. Elizabeth Carter. Dr. Elizabeth Carter is a naturopathic physician, a holistic chiropractic physician, and very incredible, provider for people in her area. She and I have been participating in the hormone rejuvenation program to bring up not only bring up the optimal level of hormones for men and women, we are also focusing on the internal responsiveness of these hormones in the body. Dr. Carter, are you on the line today?
I am, Dr. Liu. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love to talk to you regarding your practice and how did you start it with a hormone replacement program? Since you are a naturopathic physician, you're a chiropractor, I know you guys' passion are helping people, stay healthy by natural lifestyle choices, health and nutrition. How did you start to incorporate hormonal therapies in your practice? I know that's not very common in chiropractors and naturopathic physicians.
Well, actually, what I saw, Dr. Liu, was a decline, like you're saying, of people coming into my practice feeling depleted and tired and fatigued. And I wanted to find an answer as to why they were feeling that way, especially with all the good things they were doing for themselves. They were actually still feeling tired and cranky or they couldn't sleep at night. So I wanted to find the answers. So I actually searched out how to do bioidentical replacement for my patients so that they would start to feel better. And that's actually how you and I met.
Uh-huh. So when we met about 4 years ago is when you just started too.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's incredible. That's incredible synergy we got together.
Yes, it is. We actually, we did have that synergy right away. And I think the thing is, you know, when you look around and you see people in a state of dysfunction, mm-hmm. You want to reach out to them and help them. And none of the things I was doing in my practice seemed to get the people to a place where they felt good enough. And that meant I had to search out an answer. And that's when you and I met. So that was really important to me. And meeting you, it only confirmed that I was in the right place.
Thank you, Dr. Carter. One thing I want to emphasize on our meeting is this. Before I met Dr. Carter, I was doing, you know, internal medicine, pharmaceutical management of symptoms and treatments and diagnosis. Of course, what I was disappointed is I do not feel people's lives are changed. They're just getting sicker and sicker and having more and more pills. They may be okay for a while, but the deterioration are devastating, and I was losing my faith in medicine. When I started doing hormones is when I first started seeing, oh my God, this stuff is powerful. But because I didn't realize the hormonal replacement must be supported by a very solid nutritional program, is my initial hormone replacement program are not sustainable and actually not often safe. People are chaotic, right? When you have too much hormones of any kind, emotional chaos is really frightening to a lot of people. So Dr. Carter, on the other hand, she started doing natural things and nutrition, but that's not enough. And so she bring in hormone replacement. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes.
So I truly feel integrated medicine is the future. We have to integrate hormone, scientific hormone program together with natural detoxification, healthy nutrition, and lifestyle. That's why I just love our collaboration. And I really encourage naturopathic physicians to work with holistic MDs. And I think the power of integrating both is absolutely the best.
I agree.
So now, Dr. Carter, one thing I want to talk about very quickly is, what is the youngest female you are seeing experiencing hormonal chaos?
Actually, she is 28 years old. That's a recent patient in my office. She came in with hormonal disruption, and she couldn't get pregnant. So she came in seeking out some answers from me until my youngest patient was 33 years old, and I put her on bioidentical hormones because she was already showing signs and symptoms, as well as her blood work confirming that she was going into menopause, not even perimenopause, but menopause at 33.
That's absolutely fascinating. So they are happening in younger people.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you see that also. It's as you know, as we the younger people coming in seem more toxic than the older people. And, you know, I know you have spoken a lot about that. And what's fascinating is it's right before our eyes. And, you know, she had sought out so many different doctors, and the doctors didn't know what to do with her because they said that they weren't sure what was happening. They thought that it was just fine the way it was. And so, you know, I think the integrative therapies that are available really help the patient to see that there are answers and to detoxify the body, then the body actually can see exactly what's needed.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I want to corresponding to Dr. Carter's comment on younger people. My youngest people was actually only 16 years old, my youngest patient. She was initially having a lots of acne issues and breaking out. And then eventually she was telling me that she stopped having regular menstruation. At that time, what I did is I found out she had lots of stress from school. She also have been, you know, taking birth control pill, just starting. And after she stopped taking the birth control pill for her acne. Can you guys hear me well?
Yes, we can still hear you, Dr. Liu.
Okay. So there seems to be an echoing.
No, you're okay on our end. Keep going.
Okay. So this young person, she has a lot of toxicity, so she break out. Meanwhile, because of the birth control pill at her age really disrupt her hypothalamic pituitary communication, she suddenly stopped menstruation. Even she was on the birth control pills. So we have to really clean her out and make sure her stress is managed and her pituitary gland is supported. And she gradually start to have menstruation again. So I do feel the young generation, you know, many, many young people have trouble sleeping and because of the stress. And also at the puberty time, you know, the female hormones are really up and down a lot.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And potentially it's always progesterone deficiency and now, the, you know, too much estrogen surge. Is that correct, Dr. Carter, you think?
That's true, yes. Yes, I see that a lot. I think the interesting part that you just brought up is that, you know, I've never seen as many young people on birth control as now. And it's used as a way, as from a medical point of view, to, you know, balance the estrogen surges. But it increases the estrogen surges. So to wean them off the birth control pill and then putting them on something that supports the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland is the way to go, because then they're sleeping, their stress levels go down, and they become balanced, and they feel normal, and it's interesting, their acne goes away also.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to talk about also on top of the stress, I do feel the young girls today have way more toxins, such as toxins from the cosmetic, from sunscreen exposure, from, you know, chemicals they use. So we will go into a quick break. Again, this is Dr. Liu, Vibrant Life. For those who have been listening to my show or for those new listeners, please feel free to call us if you have any questions at 530-926-1000. Or call Voice America, and you have a way to send me an email at drlu@drlumd.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital Vibrant Health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Liu or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Liu at drluumd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drlumd.com. That's Dr. Liu at drluumd.com.
your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drliumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Summer of Love. And as we have briefly discussed about, you know, the hormonal chaos, and let's talk about the connections between hormones and emotion and love and desire and passion. Okay, I think that's something that everybody is concerned about nowadays. And let's talk about, there is a book I really recommend. It's called The Female Brain. And what I really, you know, I feel fascinated is about the estrogen is actually the hormone of love. And we also call the seduction queen. And many, many, you know, perfume companies, when they make perfume, they actually modify their molecule to mimic estrogen, because we know estrogen is not just in your body, it's also in the air. And that's what's fascinating about it. And Dr. Carter, you know, when we went through our rhythmic method control protocol training, we talk about there's so many phenomena that we took for granted as the fact that estrogen is in the air, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So it's actually, yeah, it's in the air. It's how we are attracted to the opposite sex. That's why I always think the Summer of Love is great. It's, I always think of, you know, the song Summer of Love, where it, you know, everything's at its heightened amount, and that's how you're attracting the opposite sex.
Yes. Now, also, have you ever, you know, I used to stay in the same dormitory with 8 girls. We all stay in the same room when I was in medical school, and we end up having periods at the same time. And again, that's another evidence that our hormones not only communicate with other sex, we also communicate with each other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's the rhythm that happens. I mean, we are on every rhythm is the earth spins, we have our own rhythm, and then we get in rhythm with other people. So, you know, the sun, the moon, everything has a rhythm. And it's interesting when we actually start to notice those synchronicities, like you said, and then we start to, it's actually a very positive thing. You know, ancient tribes used to all, you know, all the women were on the same cycle. So it was very interesting how the men then became on their same cycle. So it was kind of interesting.
So Elizabeth, can you see, can you give me a couple examples? What modern life advances have known to disrupt this cycle and this intuitive communication? I, you know, talk about the environmental, and you give me a few examples that can really damage this intuitive, intimate communication between the hormones.
Well, two that I can think of right away.
Yeah.
I actually was listening to somebody talk about how we don't have any darkness anymore. So the excess amount of light that we're exposed to disrupts our hormonal balance, especially our estrogen, because then we don't have the right amount of dopamine or serotonin, so our sleep cycles are disrupted, and then our hormones, especially estrogen, is depleted. And that's really a problem, because there's more and more light pollution in the air. And then we also have our toxic pollution, which is heavy metals or estrogen blockers that start to block the receptor sites. And then our estrogen doesn't know what to do, because it thinks it's getting enough estrogen. It's, you know, from plastic bottles or toxic air that we're breathing. And so, you know, it's really very damaging just to walk outside sometimes or just, you know, to breathe because we have excess of too many environmental toxins right now.
Yes, yes. Now, Elizabeth, one thing I also want to talk about the craving for carbohydrates in women. And it turns out environmental estrogen and estrogen both encourage women to crave for carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, in we call estrogen dominance. It's actually, you know, it's an imbalance. When we don't have enough progesterone, we have too much seemingly estrogen too. And that's right. Related to hypoglycemia, autoimmune disease, gallbladder issues, anxiety, depression, weight gain, mm-hmm. fibroids, fibrocystic breast disease, breast cancer, because that's actually belong to the estrogen dominance. Now, when we talk about estrogen dominance, it seems like we are saying estrogen is no good. It's really the environmental estrogens. Now, one of the biggest discovery I have made since I'm here by the Oceanside is by the chemical sunscreen are estrogen mimic estrogen. They are all very potent testosterone blockers. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. And you know, the interesting part is if, you know, testosterone keeps getting changed into estrogen, especially in men, like you alluded to in the beginning, men start getting the big belly that looks like they're pregnant and I think we're supposed to not keep this say that make this X-rated, but they get the big boobs, and that's a bad thing. We don't want men to have that. But also with women, they get that same pooch and that same puffiness.
Yes,
because their testosterone is being blocked. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can also notice these men with estrogen dominance tend to have prostate issues much earlier. Their skin is usually very soft, almost like a woman.
Yeah.
So again, you know, it's not just the outside look, it's really the internal feeling. So as we have discussed, estrogen is a molecule of love. Estrogen also controls serotonin receptor production and makes the serotonin receptors very sensitive to serotonin. Again, that's bring back to the mood. Testosterone at the same time control the performance, sex drive is a very important molecule for both men and women. Now, what happens when we're moving through menopause or even perimenopause, when we go through hormonal chaos, is I am seeing a group of women who seems to be having lack of estrogen and too much testosterone, and in men, too much estrogen and not enough testosterone. In the society, I don't know if you have noticed, is more and more middle-aged women coming into power and realization of their ambition, and they seem to have more confidence in life, and they're moving up into their career. At the same time, we're seeing the disappearing male models of confidence, and I do know our society is currently being challenged, especially relationship. If people don't understand these connections, they can see it is very challenging to relationship. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. I think, Dr. Liu, that, you know, if people understand the importance of estrogen, I mean, people assume estrogen is all about women, but there's been a recent study that came out that shows the importance of estrogen even in men, but in balance. There's estrogen receptor sites on the heart, even for men or women. So if you're imbalanced, you can see also how you were talking about sex and performance. Well, geez, if their heart isn't working properly, that would really be bad for performance because your heart's having a problem. So we have to think about that. It's it goes so much deeper than, you know, I can't have sex or right. I have a big puffy belly. So it's, you know, really important for people to understand estrogen dominance. The terminology is confusing because it really yeah. means that your estrogen is driving so many of your other hormones. So, you know, I think you could go a little bit more into detail, but that study that came out, I think is fascinating because a lot of people understand their heart. And
yes.
you know, we're talking about love and the heart. They go hand in hand because emotional issues trigger lack of estrogen, as well as, you know, physical issues are about estrogen. So we have to look at all of that and how can we get balanced? And,
yes.
you know, that all goes into detoxification also. So,
yes.
you know, Dr. Liu, I'd love to have you talk a little bit more about progesterone and how it's also, you know, driven by estrogen, because I think people don't really understand these, you know, the estrogen, progesterone, oxytocin,
yes.
or and even cortisol, how that plays into the female part of the hormone picture. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
That's excellent. That's what I was just about to talk about, the third hormone. So we talk about estrogen, molecule of love, and queen of seduction. Testosterone is a confidence performer and the sex drive and desire. Progesterone is the calm and calming, and we call progesterone the Valium of the brain. It's also the peacemaker. The peacemaker mm-hmm. is so important. Can you imagine a person without love and peace is always struggling with their life? A person with yeah. love and peace together, she or he is pretty much set, right? When you have a love and peace, no matter
oh yeah, imbalance,
right? Yes.
Yes.
So again, when you go back home and think about peace, love, confidence, you really need all of them. You can't just yeah. say, well, I just want love. But I've seen lots of women, if they don't have progesterone, they're constantly struggling with anxiety, and living in a state of anxiety is beyond stress. It is unbearable. Don't you agree, Dr.
Yes.
Carter?
Yes. Oh, yes, I agree. I mean, that depletes your hormones faster than anything. Living in a constant state of, you know, anxiety, and that, like you were talking about the frizzle frazzled, you've spoken about that before. You know, when you have that almost becomes a pain level from the anxiety, you cannot calm down, and you will not have a peaceful relationship, not only with the people around you, but with yourself. So there's never any calmness in your body or your brain. And you know, that's really that to me is a sad thing when I see people walk in my office and they have no you know, no peace.
Yeah,
I think that's really sad.
That's really sad. That's really sad. And then, unfortunately, the peace, the sense of peace and calm, have to come within. And yeah. if you are yogini, when you practice yoga, we cultivating the peace and calm. But without hormone, after you come out of the yoga studio, you go right into the chaotic situation. So again, for those people who know somebody who are struggling with these issues, maybe yourself, maybe your mom, your daughter, please feel free to call us. My office number is 530-926-1000, or send me an email. I'll have Dr. Carter or myself helping you out there. And my email address is drlu@drlumd.com. My website is drlumd.com, www.dr.drlumd.com. Please give us a call. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
vital, vibrant health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Lou or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Lou at drlumd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drlumd.com. That's Dr. Lou at drlumd.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness. Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drlumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sure so far we have a very colorful discussion about the summer of love. And of course, the peacemaker, progesterone, and the performer, the testosterone. And when we talk about those hormones, and we always wonder, well, how human beings have achieved such a degree of reproduction, have so many children, and why we're concerned about it now, right? What I am concerned about it now is because the accelerated stress in the world, not only just United States, but also in the world, it's leading to the chaotic situation of human species survival. One thing is we are seeing a lot of increase in infertility rate. We are finding when people are stressed, women seem to be having trouble getting pregnant, even young women. And the physiology behind the stress-induced failure of reproduction is very basic. Number one, the pituitary gland produce the growth hormone releasing hormones, right? They also produce the sex hormone regulators, which is FSH and LH in both men and women. So you can imagine if the brain is constantly struggling with stress, intuitively your pituitary hormone does not work very well. Now, At the next level, let's say your pituitary hormone is absolutely driven by production, right? Reproduction. You come down to the molecular level, unfortunately, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone are all made from cholesterol. And how many people have the awareness that the cholesterol is not just made to kill us? You know, because we have everywhere is lower your cholesterol by all kinds of ways. Cholesterol is actually made in the liver. 80% of the cholesterol we measure in the blood come from the liver. And one of the reasons is because cholesterol is the precursor for cortisol, is a precursor for testosterone, is a precursor for progesterone. Eventually, it's a precursor for estrogen. Without cholesterol, we cannot have a cellular membrane either. You know, cholesterol is a very important structure of the cell too. So now what happened under stress, Dr. Carter, is people use all the cholesterol to make cortisol so they can push through another day.
Yep.
And survival is the only drive that the human body doesn't know. In modern society, chronic stress does not turn off unless you come to Cayman Island and fall asleep all day long. So, we can have that every day, right? Just turn off the stress and take a good nap, and next day you work better. But unfortunately, living in the day-to-day life, many, many Americans, not only Americans, you know, people living in China now have more stress, and they are unaware that the body is making more and more cholesterol to handle the demand of stress.
Right.
So, Dr. Carter, in your clinical experience, when you help people lower stress through the pituitary mm-hmm. support, helping them sleeping better, what did you see in the cholesterol level?
Well, their cholesterol level actually becomes balanced. So instead of it being very high and over 200, then it comes down into the 180 to 200 range, or even lower. But it's actually, yeah, it's very balanced. And it's the body becomes able to use the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And instead of it just lining the arteries and, you know, becoming clogged because the body is just overworking. And
yes.
That's really exciting to see that.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I see.
Yeah. And that I agree with you. You know, I have a lot, many, many years, I want to lower inflammatory markers in my practice because I get very concerned when people have high inflammatory markers. When I started doing hormone balancing, detoxification, pituitary support, what I discovered is not only total cholesterol come down, HDL go up, and triglyceride go down, LDL go down, which is the bad guy. And on top of that, the inflammatory marker go down. So initially I said, wait a minute, when people's hormones are more balanced, their inflammation is better? I have never heard of that. You know, I heard about omega-3, antioxidant can lower inflammation, curcumin can lower inflammation. But to actually see inflammatory markers go down with hormone balancing is pretty shocking initially to me. When we review the above physiology, we know now hormones are not only important for emotion, it's also important for providing anti-inflammatory by changing the body composition. It's a very very powerful antioxidant.
Yes.
And the most recent evidence shows hormones can actually prolong the telomerase and increase mitochondrial production. So many new things are discovered that the hormones are not just for sex. Is also for the whole biological vibrancy of the body. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Liu, I was curious because you just said something about, you know, all these markers going down. And don't you see that, you know, as people become more inflamed in their internal system, you know, I'm sure as an internist, you probably see people who are depressed and, you know, seeking out, you know, antidepressants or, you know, things that might make them feel better. But how do you see that working with the hormone balance?
That is an excellent question, Dr. Carter, because I have seen a lot of people not only internally inflamed, they're also having hormone, emotional chaos. They will say, Dr. Liu, you know, some days I feel fine and some days I just feel so tired. And of course, I go to my family practitioner and, you know, I had a man, young man, actually, he has three children. He was really tired, not feeling vitality. His body was aching. Went to see his family practitioner. And of course, he was, you know, found nothing was wrong with him. Now, all the blood tests seems to be normal. And he was handed over an antidepressant. And what's really, really devastating is antidepressant, mostly they work with boosting serotonin or epinephrine, norepinephrine, but they do not address the hormonal chaos. What happened in this man is he went home, started taking the antidepressant. In 3 days, he was sitting in front of the window thinking about how to kill himself.
And
he was thinking, well, maybe I should get a gun. Maybe that's a better way to do. And then what's really amazing about him, he suddenly realized it was not him that was depressed wanting to kill himself. It's really the new pill he was taking for 3 days, you know?
Wow.
And what's really enlightening is he suddenly realized, wait a minute, the pill is making me a different person.
Absolutely. Okay?
So,
And
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, that to me is just fascinating because, you know, for him to be that aware of his body, that shows that, you know, he wanted to be in balance. But you did mention a few, they're called neurotransmitters. Can you go into a little bit more about them? Because, you know, they all play a part in how eventually our hormones, our estrogen, progesterone, testosterone react, as well as our pituitary gland. You mentioned dopamine and serotonin. Can you talk a little bit more about that, since you just talked about this wonderful young man and how quickly that medication threw off those neurotransmitters?
Yes, that's the most new area of science in actually conventional scientific medicine, is we discovered there are four major neurotransmitters in the brain that determine the personality and behavior. One of them is dopamine. Dopamine control motivation, addictive behavior, sex drive, and desire. And serotonin control the happiness and feeling satisfied and content. And GABA is a peacemaker that make the brain sleep better at night and also make you feel calm and lack of anxiety. And the number fourth one is acetylcholine, which control the short-term memory, intellectual of function, quickness, the physical quickness and mental quickness. So of course, as you can see, when growth hormone first to decline at age 30, an accelerated decline, if you have a head injury and lack of sleep and due to your work or whatever reason you couldn't sleep, is the brain shrinking is so fast that our neurotransmitters start to lose its volume and production. And what's the result is people have different symptoms. You know, that's the fundamental thing we need to realize. People are very different. Some people become addicted to sugar. That indicate they have low dopamine. Some people can't remember things. Acetylcholine in this person maybe play a role. And then some people just become depressed. Those are people that, unfortunately, not everyone feeling not so good is serotonin issues, right? The fourth class is really the GABA. When people don't have GABA, they live under anxiety. If they live under anxiety long enough, they will feel depressed. But to treat those people, you can't just give them serotonin because it's really GABA that they are deficient. So again, neurotransmitter deficiency, imbalance are really important. You know, when we see a patient, when we hear somebody have these issues and challenge, don't just assume they're serotonin deficient. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because it's absolutely not true. And depression influenced so many Americans, especially 30% baby boomers have increase of suicide rate in the recent study. We realized stress induced pituitary dysfunction, low HGH cause brain shrinking, neurotransmitter production are decreased due to the shrinking brain, and of course, people's presentation could be extremely different. And
yes,
for healthcare
absolutely.
Professionals, for myself, Dr. Carter, of course, we are going to look at what is truly deficient instead of just here, try the serotonin enhancer, because that could be actually dangerous.
Yes, yes. Yes, I think, Dr. Liu, it's interesting. And we have about a minute here before we're going to take another break. But, you know, if you're looking at people shuffling around right now during the summer where we're supposed to be having fun and love, and they're depressed because they're shuffling, their, you know, acetylcholine may be lowered because of, so they can't think, and their GABA is not up to its right level. And you keep looking at all these things, shuffling people don't make for happy, healthy, sexy people. And we need to get to the underlying condition.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Carter. And then again, for those listeners who know somebody have, you know, struggling with just lack of energy, not feeling well, crying easy or feeling anxious all the time, or, you know, they just can't remember a thing, please give us a call at 530-926-1000. or send me an email to drlu@drlumd.com. And don't go away. We'll be right back for the solutions.
Real Life Solutions. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital, vibrant health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Lou or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Lou at drlumd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drlumd.com. That's Dr. Lou at drlumd.com.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Lu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drlu@drlumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, we are in the most exciting sessions of this talk, is the solutions. People say, you know, Dr. Lu, I heard so many people talk about hormones. I heard so many people talk about sleeping problems. And I heard so many people about weight gain, you know, looking fat. And so many people talk about detoxification and toxins everywhere. What is the simple path? What is the simple solution that I can start feeling 50 to 80% better, right?
Yes.
And then we can address the hormonal challenge, because hormone replacement, I believe Dr. Carter agree with me, you cannot start to balance the hormone unless you get the toxins out of your body. Because when the toxins are in there, you don't know how much hormone you're giving to these people. You don't know how much hormone actually will be received, and you can cause actually more harm, more burden to the liver and your detox organ. Because, you know, unfortunately, I'm telling you the truth, sex hormones are metabolized in the liver. They're metabolized just like chemical toxins. So if your liver is already jammed up, right, Dr. Carter?
Yes.
These people can gain weight. These people can have brain fog. Their hair can fall out. They can become a balloon. And it's like, oh, my God, Dr. Lu, I have more sex, right? But I look like a balloon. How can I attract a man? So that's the thing, you know, I said.
Dr. Lu. So it sounds like we need to give people some solutions, Dr. Lu. And why don't we start out with this? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now that go, oh my gosh, that's me. I know that's me. So what would you suggest, starting with some books to read, or how can we start out with some basic approaches?
You know what? I think one big thing I want to talk to people about is a book by Dr. Sherry Walter, I believe. And she wrote a book called Detox or Die. Okay.
Yes.
It's a very old book, but she's right on it. You know, she talked about how the hormones are influenced. Of course, there's so many books, but I would tell people, just listen and watch and listen to your heart. Mm-hmm. Do you feel there are too much toxins? Do you really feel clear? If your body is confused, having allergies, asthma, eczema, bloating, constipation, hair loss, you know, chemical sensitivity, dry eyes, itchy eyes, those are all symptoms that your body is too toxic. Especially just look at your tummy. If your tummy starts gaining weight, if you start piling up more fat around your thighs, you know that's toxins. That's not just because you're eating more food, okay?
Right.
What I like to suggest, Dr. Carter, instead of reading more and more books, mm-hmm. I challenge everybody to do a 10-day cleanse with me and Dr. Carter.
Yes.
So, Dr. Carter, could you explain to people about the 10-day cleanse program?
Yes, absolutely. It's a wonderful system. It actually helps. It's to open up your receptor sites, which is what you were just talking about, having that receptor site open and having your body cleaned out. So it goes all the way down to the cell level. So you're going to alleviate the pressure on the intestines. There's a formula that helps to calm the intestines down because we have a lot of intestinal disruption from all of our hormones being disrupted and all the toxins assaulting our intestines. So they get calmed down, and then your liver gets support, because you can't just detox without having liver support, because it would be too chaotic for the liver and too harsh on the liver. You need the support so the liver can function, and then you can get rid of the toxins much, much easier. So the 10-day cleanse is really about cleaning up the body in a gentle, supportive way that the body can feel good the whole time and be supported nutritionally. So you're not losing out on any protein, or you're not just drinking water. You're actually getting nutrients the entire time when you're on the 10-day clean.
That's so fabulous. Dr. Carter, I know you have been very successful with the 10-day clean.
I have
been successful too, as you know, to myself and many of my patients. Is this difficult, the program? And what are included in the program? And what kind of food people eat?
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually a very easy program. I'm thrilled because it's a system that is easy to follow. You actually get to drink two different solutions. So one is the clean solution, and you get to drink it twice a day. So you do that. You also have what's called a burn capsule, which helps you very much to help so that you don't have a glycemic or a sugar increase while you're doing this detox, because you don't want the body to be overstimulated. You want the body to burn the fat so that it can actually be help the body get its energy from that. And then there's a shake that you can take that's full of protein. It helps you so you don't crave any of the junk that you may crave before. And the body actually gets the protein that it needs in a bioavailable way, which means it's easily digested and easily used. It's a vegetarian formula, so the body actually can take that in very easily. And the greatest part about this system is that you actually get to eat food. You're not starving yourself. You can actually eat fruits and vegetables, 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You can eat beans, legumes, and you can also eat peanuts. So on this 10-day cleanse, you're getting all of these vital support that your body needs, but the legumes are complex carbohydrates. So you're getting a form of protein and a form of a carbohydrates. So the body is balanced and there's no spiking of the sugar, which is what makes people have cravings. So it's a very simple system and very supported system.
And for let everyone know that I have done a lot of weight loss program, and this program, I can tell people, expect yourself to lose 5 to 10 pounds within 10 days. You have
Absolutely.
To expect that actually happens. So it's not a program that actually just sounds good and it's easy, simple. People say, I'm so healthy. I love the weight I shed through detoxification, eating healthy, and actually towards a healthy lifestyle, which is called detoxification lifestyle. And
absolutely.
And Dr. Carter, that and I are both seeing solid results, people start to experiencing tremendous benefit. Like myself, Dr. Carter, my thyroid requirement is down.
Oh,
and
wow.
Because my body is so much cleaner. And for me, yeah. I don't have a lot of weight to lose, but I love the detox lifestyle, which I think everybody can live it.
And oh, absolutely. I have not had one patient complain except that they feel so darn good, they don't want to stop.
Absolutely. And people are required to do a little bit of exercise, but nothing strenuous. We're actually limiting to 20 minutes of exercise and eating 9 servings of a wonderful organic vegetables, non-starchy, and drink a lot of water, half of your body
yes.
weight amount of water.
Yes.
And what's, again, interesting is people say they love it because it work, also make them feel great.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank
yes.
you, Dr. Carter, for joining
thank you.
Today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Liu, for all your wonderful information.
And again, for those people who have experienced menopausal weight gain, or people say, you know, Dr. Liu, I've tried everything, please give the cleanse, burn, and shape a try. Just try 10 days. I challenge you for 10 days. And give me a call if you have any questions. The clean, burn, and shape could be found at drlumd.com. And click product. You will see clean, burn, and shape. Or give us a call at 530-926-1000. And I will have Dr. Carter and myself returning any of your questions. So send me an email at drlu@drlumd.com. And have a vibrant life, clean summer, and a fabulous love, peace, and performance.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Life. Please join Dr. Shanhong Liu again next Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Together, by becoming aware of all of the factors, we will bring better health into your life.